Talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Poor Council. Roy Lee, let's talk about several things. First of all, it's summertime, and summer grilling season, very important to the red meat industry for pork and for beef. And a lot of folks, they like the taste of the pork on the grill.
Sure, and it's a great way to get out and enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the summertime, save yourself a little bit of money at the meat case as well. Buy yourself a nice big pork chop and put it on the grill. Season it up like you would a steak. Grill it just like you would your favorite steak. If you like it medium, cook it medium, maybe even medium rare if that's the way you like it. You're looking for 145 degrees internal temperature with your meat thermometer. Let it rest for a couple of minutes, and you're going to have great tasting, juicy, flavorful pork that'll give your family a different dining experience than a steak. And I like a steak as much as the next guy does, but it'll give you a different dining experience and get different taste, and probably at a fraction of the cost of what you'd spend if you were trying to buy that ribeye or that T-bone.
What, you know, for the pork industry, how important is it to see a lot of folks utilizing the meat products that they use, including pork, during this summer season?
Well, we always see a run up in the value of loins and usage of loins. That's where the chops come from traditionally. Tenderloins, pork loins, etc. Those goat ribs especially move really well over the summer because folks want to put them out on the grill. They want to put them they want to roast them, if you will. And so we move a lot of product. You move a lot of hams at Easter and during the holidays, and so it's just kind of a seasonal, if you will, as we go. So it is important to us as we move through that. Bellies and bacon and the use of bacon throughout food service has been tremendous and is continuing to help carry the value of the live animal, the carcass, if you will. And so we still see lots of use of bacon, and that's great. We love it. But we can only produce so much bacon per pig, and we still have to move the rest of the product. And so export markets have come back a little bit, helping us out in terms of moving product overseas. But we would love to see domestic consumption increase a little bit as folks find new ways to incorporate pork into their diet. And I think most of that, really, the folks that use pork use a lot of it. What we find is we got a lot of folks that don't use it at all because they don't know what to do with it, and they're scared to try, and they don't know how to cook it, and so they stay away from it. And the biggest thing I would encourage folks is just get it and experiment with it, play with it. If you like spaghetti with ground beef in it, put some ground pork in there. It'll give you a little bit different flavor, you know, for your meat sauce. If you like meatballs, make meatballs out of ground pork. First, you're going to find, I think, that it'd be significantly cheaper at the grocery store to pick up ground pork than ground beef. But it'll give you a little bit different flavor as you go along, stretch your food dollar a little bit, and then give your family just something that's a little bit different as well.
For the pork producers here in the state of Oklahoma, I know we continue to become more and more of a sow producer or sow state producing baby pigs. It seems that the recent USDA numbers continue to show that we're growing that sow herd.
Yeah, and I think we're going to continue to grow it. I think it's slow growth, Ron. It's not anything that we're going to see explosive growth like we did in the late 1990s again. But we're going to see some growth, but that growth is going to be more of a trade-off. We're going to take finishers out of production. We're going to convert them into sow farms, and we're going to continue to ship baby pigs back up into the Midwest predominantly because that's where the grain's at, and that's where the processing is. Yes, we have a processing plant at Guymon, but that plant's operating at full capacity. There's really not a lot more that they can do at that plant, and so the addition of hogs here in Oklahoma to go to that plant just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So we're going to continue to see folks take farms that already have licenses. They already exist. They already comply with all the rules and regs of the state. And they're just going to convert what kind of production they're doing in those buildings instead of finishers and taking them to market weight. We're going to put down sows and raise baby pigs and then ship the baby pigs back to the Midwest. That's not going to change. I think ultimately we'll end up with probably the fourth largest breeding herd in the United States over the next 2 or 3 years, and probably may even fall out of the top 10 in terms of total hogs and pigs, because when you make that transition from market hogs to sows, it's not a one-for-one exchange.
Mm-hmm. Right. For the hog industry in general, for the pork industry in general, it seems that we are in that transition period where we're adding pork processing capacity eventually, and guys are trying to ramp up, and we may have almost too many pigs in the short term before we get that capacity.
Yeah, we've got two brand new plants due to come online in early summer, late spring, early summer of 2017. One in Michigan and one in Iowa. The plant in Iowa is a joint venture between Triumph Foods and Seaboard Farms. Seaboard Foods here in Oklahoma obviously already has a processing plant here. Triumph has a plant at St. Joe, Missouri, and Seaboard markets all the pork that comes out of that plant at St. Joe. And they've recognized that there's an increasing demand around the world and want to be able to process more of their own pigs. And so they're building a new plant in Sioux City, Iowa. That plant, again, should come online in about May of next year. And so producers are starting to put down animals, starting to breed sows for production to fill that first shift. And with the plant in Iowa and the plant in Michigan, we're going to have, when they're fully operational, just first shift, we're going to need 4.5 million, maybe even 5 million new pigs a year, new hogs a year, to fill those two plants. Then you have Prestige Farms that said they're going to build a new plant in Iowa. You've got some smaller facilities being renovated or built in Minnesota and Missouri. And so we're looking, I think if you get out 3 years from now, we're probably looking at 10 to 12 million head of additional capacity than what exists today. So either we're going to produce a lot more pigs and we're going to sell a lot of it overseas, or people in the States are going to eat a whole lot more pork, or there'll be some existing plants that are older, slower, maybe they're single shift plants, whatever, that will go out of business because they just can't compete with the more modern facility, the faster processing speeds, et cetera. And so it is a transition time. Right now, prices are okay. They could always be a little better, but they're okay. Projections into next summer look like prices will be very good. That the demand for hogs, because the new plant's opening, is going to be greater than the number of hogs available, price will go up. But between maybe November and February or March next year, we could end up in a real bind with capacity where we've got more pigs than we have places to process them. And that could be a challenge for us.
Top hired hand of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Roy Lee Lindsay. I'm Ron Hayes, Oklahoma Farm Report.